Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Go back to your room, Zaid. You're grounded.
Why?
Aren't you the king of grounding?
I am, actually.
You're going to get the grounding of your life today.
Speaking of, you're going to get the grounding education of your life today, because this episode is going to be the most comprehensive podcast episode you've ever learned in regards to the... probably the most controversial subject within health, and that is grounding.
Enlighten me. So, what is your definition of grounding? Because I clearly have a different one.
We're not going to start with mine. We're going to start with yours.
What the hell?
What's your definition of grounding?
Grounding? It's the shit I used to get when I was a kid.
We're back to these, huh?
Yeah. No GTA for you.
No!
I mean, yeah, we've all been grounded, but obviously this is not the context.
Yeah. What grounding is to me, if I were to define it, is the simple act of going barefoot or hands or body onto something natural like soil, rock, or many other things like the beach, sand, mountains, even the water.
Anything
even
else?
Even sun. Yeah. I mean, sun crosses my mind.
It's a part of it.
Right?
It's definitely a big part of grounding, yeah.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, that's how I would define it.
So, yeah, I mean, you're pretty much spot on. It's just the idea that you gain benefit by placing your bare feet and bare hands, or really any part of your bare skin, onto a natural conductive earth surface. So whether that's soil, grass, sand, rocks, anything that is naturally connected to the earth's surface that has conductive potential, that is considered grounding.
Interesting.
So from the surface level definition, it's pretty simple. Mm-hmm. But when you dive into the research, it can get very complex, which is why I think a lot of people don't believe in it.
Okay. So what is considered naturally conductive? Like I'm trying hard to think like why sand would be naturally conductive, but, or I mean.
Well, it's just some material is just naturally conductive. Free electrons are allowed to pass through it. And some material like asphalt, for example. Mm-hmm. Is an insulator. So this is the classic dichotomy between a conductive surface and an insulative one. It's not even a word. Conductive versus insulation. Just think of that.
Okay. So concrete, like cement, or that would not play a role in grounding. It would defeat the purpose of you taking your shoes off.
So I think asphalt, pretty much. There are a few other ones, but concrete is actually conductive. Because a lot of concrete is just water and, I believe, mineral-based material.
Damn, did not know that.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so what are some practices? Like, how do you ground? What, you know?
Well, I mean, that's the most simple part of this whole equation. So all you have to do, it's pretty simple, just take your shoes off and place your feet onto the bare earth surface. That's all it is. And it sounds absolutely insane to people who haven't dug into this because what do you associate grounding with? You think of hippies, you think of Woodstock, you think of woo-woo, pseudoscience. I mean, I've heard every single negative label associated with this practice. But I'm going to keep going back to this. People do not know the reality of the science behind it. And that's exactly what we're going to dig into today.
Oh, shoot. Okay, so that's not what I was thinking of at all. I was thinking of like tanning. It's like one of those hobbies you do where you sit with purpose, you know?
Yeah.
And grounding is like, it's one of those.
Have you dug into any of the research? Like you just don't have any negative connotation to
it? Not really. I just have like personal experience behind as to like if this is true, then it might be onto something because I don't know. I just felt every time I've been either outside, specifically at the beach, right? You're barefoot. So that's most of the time you get that you remember grounding, basically. Mm-hmm. And you feel so much better after. But then again, I think about it and I can contradict myself and I go, it was probably the sun. It was probably the sky. It was probably the fresh sea air. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So it's hard to kind of gauge my compass here.
Yeah.
As to whether it is true or not.
And I do believe it's all of the above. Just the mere fact of being outside in nature has a huge boost on just overall well-being, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that we are going to attempt to convince people of is that there is a much deeper biological reason why grounding is so effective for the body.
Mm.
This has to do with free electrons, has to do with conduction, has to do with very in-depth stuff like biological semiconduction. So this is stuff we're going to dive into. What I want you to talk about actually for a little bit, because I'm very curious about the religious perspective, is whether or not there's any correlation between praying or if there's any verses on praying with your bare body on the ground.
I wouldn't say there are verses, but if you look at like common practices like prayer itself, you have to do it in a very orderly manner, right? And it's in specific movements too. Like there's a reason why you can't skip one movement and just go to the other. And I think it has a lot to do with blood flow. But then what I hear and what I've read actually is the energy conduction that comes from Earth, and with your head planted, forehead and nose on the floor, there's a benefit to it. I don't know what the benefit is, but I mean, it is at the end of the day a meditation. So it's like, is it the meditation or is there something happening here where it's like you're receiving energy from the planet Earth, technically?
Now, does the forehead and the nose touch the prayer carpet or does it touch the ground?
It touches if you're outside, it's the ground.
Yeah.
And I mean, every now and then you're praying outside. And if you go to like Mecca or something, there's no carpet. It's just straight ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it's marble flooring, which is another natural component.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if that is conductive.
Right.
I'm not sure. But that, you know, I remember, I think you mentioned that or somebody within our circle mentioned that and that caught my attention.
I mean, it makes sense. It's always talked about, you know, you're receiving energy. And if the planet is energy and there's energy all around us, including ghosts and all kinds of different things, it wouldn't be too far-fetched, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know if there's any way to even measure that, but it's just like, I mean, other than like I hear other things that we'll probably get into.
Yeah.
Like body wise, what happens?
Yeah. The beautiful thing is that we are able to measure it. So the one question that I will pose to the audience is why is grounding important in the first place? Why should it be a normal part of your routine?
Mm.
I think it's extremely important based off of the research that it can improve blood flow. It can improve sleep. It can improve your mood. Just improve overall metabolic health. So we're going to tackle it from many different angles.
Mm-hmm.
But I firmly believe that this is just as important as any other fundamental, whether it's sleep, hydration, especially light, because I know that's a very confusing topic. But this is one of the most important ones.
Yeah. What I would hope to find in this episode is weight loss. Fat burning, would that be considered a part of this too? Like, could that happen, you know?
I personally would not be surprised just because we have a lot of evidence showing that it dramatically improves chronic inflammation.
Sheesh.
And once you reduce chronic inflammation, the other systems in your body start to operate efficiently, especially the fat burning part of your body. So I do think that can happen.
Yeah.
What do you have any questions before we get into this?
No, let's dive right in.
What I do want to preface this with is that the conventional centralized system believes that we're first biochemical creatures.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, we're actually first electrical ones.
Mm.
So if you think of your heartbeat, if you think of the brain neurotransmitter activity, all of these rely on the foundation of electrical impulses.
Okay.
So we are electrical beings before we are biochemical ones.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, let's also get into the two different types of energy that we're talking about. So we're talking about the AC current and the DC current. And I'm going to do quite a bit of reading here. So the natural universe conducts an energy current known as direct current, DC, while man-made devices and technology use alternative current, AC.
Mm-hmm.
DC energy flows through the entire planet and every living organism. It permeates the surface of our entire globe. DC energy is also what all living organisms use to function, from the movement of muscles to the beating of hearts. It's universal.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't debate that. That's just foundational. Now, what's also interesting is that almost every part of our body is conductive. For our cells, the cytoplasm of each cell, the cytoskeleton of each cell, every fluid in the body, so blood, cerebrospinal fluid, synovial fluid, plasma,
mm-hmm.
every part of the body is designed to be conductive. And that is an important part of the whole discussion here.
That's a fascinating fact about the body.
Mm-hmm. Any comments on that?
No, I'm just observing right now.
Yeah.
Taking this in.
Yeah. Now, what I would normally point to with people who are skeptical about this is a very important PubMed article that goes in depth into the biological mechanisms of how grounding works.
Mm.
Because a lot of people say it's pseudoscience. They say that, you know, our bodies are not batteries, we're not electrical, so on and so forth. But I'm going to be doing a lot of reading here on this specific article, which is very in-depth and goes to show that grounding is a very real thing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with this very important quote, and I quote, "Research in cell biology and biophysics reveals the human body is equipped with a system-wide collagenous liquid crystalline semiconductor network known as the living matrix, or in other terms, a ground regulation system."
Oh.
So
I like that quote.
Yeah. It's the perfect quote to encapsulate this, because if your body contains something that we call the living matrix,
mm-hmm.
which is essentially the largest system in the body that touches every other system in the body, and it's conductive, and it's technically a semiconductor, then what does that say about grounding? Because the main premise is that with grounding, you're able to absorb free electrons into the body and gain a net health benefit off of that.
It's like the thing that comes to mind is we've had wireless charging as humans before wireless charging was a thing.
Yeah. And I like to take the perspective of evolutionary biology with this. So in my opinion, we evolved to be connected to the earth. Rubber soles and these Nike shoes, high tops, all this stuff, it's only been around for what, 100 years?
Yeah, a little bit less, but yeah.
Yeah, and you know, we're talking about evolutionary biology, so this stuff has been around for billions of years.
Mm-hmm.
Our body has been adapted to a certain environment, and as a result, over the course of millions of countless adaptations over time, it has resulted in us being able to gain benefit from the sort of stuff.
That's crazy that you mentioned that, because if you take a look at the different types of feet that exist in the world, you look at it, and then since it was very clear that people walked barefoot back in the day.
Yeah.
And by back in the day, I don't mean the 1970s. I mean, like, you know, way previous, right? And historically speaking, I think it starts to make sense that when they say that like types of feet come from different types of terrain,
mm-hmm.
it's too, because you're adapted. You're like kind of genetically adapting to wherever you are born, realistically. So if you're a mountain person, you would have, I think it was wider feet, shorter Achilles. Like, it was weird.
Interesting.
You know?
Okay.
And this wasn't every time, but it was most of the time. And then you would start seeing that regions have specific feet type. I know. I don't have a foot fetish, but it's just something that came up on one of my browser once. And I was taking a look at this article, and it was just explaining the different types of feet. Like, there's Egyptian feet, Roman, Greek.
Like the way the toes are and stuff?
Yeah, and the way, like, different widths, short, long, like heel shapes. It's mm-hmm. weird.
And, yeah, that brings up a great point, because when you take a look at the feet of hunter-gatherers, mm-hmm. they're splayed out.
Yeah.
So they don't have narrow feet because they don't wear shoes, which box themselves in. And that's a very important consideration.
Yep, and that's what I've heard from, what's the foot doctor called? Not an orthopedist. Orthopedist?
Podiatrist?
Shit. I don't know. But I'm blanking here.
I don't know.
But yeah, feet shape your feet. Feet shape your feet.
Feet
shape
shoes feet.
Shape your feet.
Yes. In a harmful way.
Yeah. Harmful. Yeah. Mostly harmful.
Even this idea of walking barefoot these days, people look at you like you're crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's very hippie.
If you were to go on a hike barefoot, mm-hmm. people would quite literally go up to you and say, are you okay?
Yeah. Well, first of all, our feet can no longer tolerate that. Our skin isn't built for that yet
mm-hmm.
because we've been wearing shoes all along. It's kind of like the whole melanin thing with
solar callus, yeah. callus of the feet. Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, and then I would say that your bones aren't even strong enough. You're not used to that puncture yet because try hiking barefoot.
It's tough
you,
at first.
You look at the terrain and you're like, nah, I'm good.
Nah.
So definitely interesting. And it would only make sense that, you know, rubber obviously disrupts the energy that you would receive. So,
it's an insulator.
Yeah.
Yep. So let's go on.
Okay.
And I quote, this body-wide network can deliver mobile electrons to any part of the body and thereby routinely protect all cells, tissues, and organs from something called oxidative stress or in the event of an injury. So this whole transportation of electrons through the living matrix, which is mostly made of collagen and ground substance, both conductive material, is very important to understand because this is found throughout our entire body. Now, and I continue to quote, the living matrix includes the extracellular and connective tissue matrices as well as the cytoskeletons of all cells. So like I said, it encompasses the entire body. Integrins at cell surfaces are thought to allow for semiconduction of electrons to the cell interior, and links across the nuclear envelope enable the nuclear matrix and genetic material to be a part of the circuitry.
Mm.
Now, what they go on to say, and they mention the word hypothesis. This is a very important word because when most people hear the word hypothesis, they think it's bullshit. Just, you know, just pulled it out of your ass.
Yeah. It means not sure and not for sure. It just feels very 50-50.
But in the scientific literature, in the scientific sense, it means it's pretty strong in terms of its backing.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it wouldn't qualify as a hypothesis.
Exactly. Why would this be on PubMed then?
Yeah, yeah.
It goes on to say, our hypothesis is that this body-wide electronic circuit represents a primary antioxidant defense system. This hypothesis is the central point of the report.
Mm-hmm.
So now we get into the concept of grounding being an antioxidant. Or essentially, the practice of grounding has antioxidant benefits.
Really?
Like, when you hear the word antioxidant, what do you think of naturally?
What do I think of? Fruit drinks. I think of cleansing, like shots.
Think of like berries, peaches, yeah, all that stuff.
Like that.
Yeah. So sit with that for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that you can place your bare feet on a natural, conductive earth surface and it having antioxidant capabilities.
Damn, dude. Goodbye, inflammation.
Goodbye, inflammation. And then this this report goes on to talk about collagen. And how important it is. I'm going to read a few more quotes before we actually dive into some of the research.
Sure.
So, quote, it is not widely appreciated that collagen and other structural proteins are semiconductors.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a fact. The idea that proteins might be semiconductors was immediately and firmly rejected by most biochemists. Many modern scientists continue to reject semiconduction in proteins because living systems only have trace amounts of silicon, germanium, and compounds of gallium that are the most widely present materials in electronic semiconductor devices.
Mm.
However, there are many ways of making organic semiconductors without using metals. One of the sources of confusion was the widely held belief that water was a mere filler material. So this is where it also gets interesting, where you get into spring water.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of the holy trio, so to speak, light, water, and magnetism. So when you're thinking of grounding, mm-hmm. you're usually thinking of the beach. Conductive potential from the Earth's surface, the important light wavelengths from the sun, and then the, I guess you could say, the beneficial magnetic field from the combination of those three.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we actually know that water plays a crucial role in enzymatic activities and semiconduction. Hydrated proteins actually are semiconductors and have become important components in the global microelectronics industry. So hydrated proteins, this is something that's being studied by companies who are in the microelectronic industry.
Did not even know that existed, but yeah.
It's insane. Organic microcircuits are preferred for some applications because they can be made very small, self-assemble, are robust, and have low energy consumption. Just a few more quotes here. Ground substance, polyelectrolyte molecules associated with the collagenous connective tissue matrix are charged reservoirs. The matrix is therefore a body-wide system capable of absorbing and donating electrons wherever they are needed to support immune functioning. The interiors of cells include the nuclear matrix and DNA are all parts of this biophysical electrical storage and delivery system. Mm. So I want people to grasp the importance of this because this is not some hippy-dippy bullshit article found on some quack website. This is PubMed. And I know there are different levels of studies with PubMed, but we have a really strong hypothesis to show that grounding is one of the most healing things that you can do for your body.
Mm-hmm. I got to try this during the winter.
You do?
You know, lack of sun, you know, just kind of go through it.
And then let me bring up another point.
Mm.
You know what the mitochondria are, right?
The mitochondria? Yeah.
Powerhouse of the cell.
Of the cell. That's a joke.
Oh, yeah, we did make that joke. Found within every cell in your body. You have trillions of cells, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Every mitochondria, think about this. Every mitochondria contains about 30,000 ATPase nanomotors. These are biological nanomotors that operate efficiently on two things.
Mm.
Red light wavelengths from the sun and free electrons. You either get free electrons from food as your body breaks it down or from grounding.
Damn.
So the powerhouse of every fucking cell in your body operates off of free electrons or red light wavelengths.
There you go. If you don't have a vital red light, go ahead and visit them. Use code 2AM.
Or just get some sun.
Yeah, either or.
Now, any comments before we get into the science or the studies, let's say, because we already went into the...
Not necessarily any comments, just grasping this because it's so... it just feels really important and it's not really talked about. So, and if you do talk about it, any normie would just tell you, you're fucking crazy. This is debunked, you know, like whatever. As if it's a conspiracy, but... I mean, it just makes sense, you know?
Did it make sense the way I explained it?
Yes, and it makes sense because it sits – it's within the boundaries of nature. You know what I mean?
It is. Do you think nature makes any mistakes or God?
No. See, why can we talk about why salt water is beneficial and it exists in the ocean, but then we can't talk about grounding? Like, I know someone somewhere is probably taking this and being like, Electro isn't real, dude. You know, we've all seen Spider-Man. You can't conduct like that. It's just like, dude, it's not a mythical thing. These are things that are around you. And I think if you let your mind wander a little bit, things will start to make sense a little bit, you know?
Especially once you educate yourself a little bit, too.
Yeah. And how general things work, too, you know?
I mean,
like, what are the benefits of the beach? It's not just the sun.
Yeah.
It can't be, you know?
Yeah.
Like, think of the cleansing ways of the ocean. So when you get water up your nose at the beach and it burns, that's technically a good thing. You breathe better later.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because you were suffocated. It just detoxed you.
Yeah. You're getting a lot of mineralization and all sorts of other stuff.
Yeah. And you're cleaning out whatever the hell bacteria was there. Technically.
Yeah. And usually when people are skeptical about this, grounding specifically, I'll ask them a few questions. Number one, how does your heart operate?
Blood pump? What do you mean? How does it operate?
There's a little bit of controversy around the idea that the heart is a pump, but that's besides the point.
Oh.
Through electricity.
So electricity, yes.
Electrical impulses.
Yeah. Just like blood. Blood is also conductive.
If your heart stops and you go to the hospital or the paramedics are there, they'll typically, I believe the device is called an electrocardiogram or whatever, you know how they zap your chest?
Yeah.
Electrical impulses into the body.
Mm. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, from that standpoint, I think this is pretty obvious.
Yeah. I mean, how is it able to revive you if it's
it's electricity, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So in regards to the scientific studies, there are quite a few. The first one that I want to bring up is chronic inflammation, mm-hmm. the complete neutralization of chronic inflammation. It's well established that electrons from antioxidant molecules neutralize reactive oxygen species involved in the body's immune and inflammatory responses. So if you look at some of these studies, they do they image the body of the individual with infrared. Mm-hmm. So they look at areas of inflammation, which would mostly appear as red parts of the body. And then they do that before and after grounding. Mm-hmm. And it shows that there is a dramatic reduction in the red spots, red, orange, yellow, those main colors to indicate inflammation.
Okay. And those are the body parts that are like hot spots for inflammation.
Yes.
Okay.
So reduction in inflammation with grounding or earthing documented with medical infrared imaging. So this is no joke. Mm. That's one piece of evidence that we can lay forward. And then we have photographic images documenting accelerated improvement of an 8-month-old non-healing open wound suffered by an 84-year-old diabetic woman. It shows the open wound and a pale gray hue to the skin. And then it shows it taken after 1 week of grounding, taken after a few other weeks. And as you can see here, completely healed.
So, but, interesting. Does this woman, has she been inflamed for so long, but she just has a wound now?
Well, she's diabetic, so she's automatically in a more inflamed state.
Shit.
But this was a non-healing wound
before
they implemented grounding.
What the hell? Interesting.
And then we have rapid recovery from a serious wound with minimal swelling and redness expected for such a serious injury. I believe this was a cyclist that was injured in the Tour de France competition. And what they'll actually do is they'll you hear a lot of talk about grounding sheets, grounding pillows, grounded whatever. In these studies, they just took patches that were grounded to, I believe, either the earth or some natural system, and they put them on the body of these people. And they saw dramatic improvements in their condition. And then we can get into the whole pain, reduction of blood pressure. It's actually been shown that grounding reduces blood viscosity, which is thickness, by increasing zeta potential, I believe. So
less clogging.
Less clogging. Amazing for the cardiovascular system. And it's just an overall powerhouse for blood flow. Which is very important because a lot of people have stagnant blood these days, and that's why heart disease is the leading killer globally.
Damn. If you can't control your food, control your inflammation with this.
With some grounding.
That's how I'm seeing it right now.
And there are a lot of other studies that I can point to, but be too long. So I can definitely link more of those.
Yeah.
But another question rises, what surfaces can you and can you not ground on? This is something you touched on earlier. Mm. So you can ground on conductive surfaces, including soil, grass, sand, gravel that's touching the earth, rock that's touching the earth, unsealed concrete or concrete with a water-based sealant that's touching the earth. The same with brick, same with ceramic, bodies of water.
Oh, what?
So swimming in the ocean, swimming in natural lakes, rivers, that counts as grounding.
Chlorine pools. No, I'm just kidding.
Because remember, water is a semiconductor.
That's true.
So it allows that process to unfold. And some people even say if you're a tree hugger, you touch trees, plants, technically that, I don't know about that. Kind of makes sense though.
Yeah.
It's connected to the earth. And this is very interesting too. So the best way to ground is actually on a moist natural surface because that water allows for more electroconductive potential.
No, a lot of people like that word.
Moist. Give me that moist surface, baby.
Yeah,
oh, God. Oh, shit. That sounded so bad.
Don't ever say that.
Okay. Yeah. I apologize to the audience.
Anyway.
Comedic factor.
Got to put some jokes in there. Anyway.
Now,
yeah.
Another point that I need to mention is that through the process of evolution, our feet and our hands have sweat glands. Fuck you.
I know.
Our feet and our hands have sweat glands.
Oh, so there's moisture right there.
Within those sweat glands, you have an aqueous solution of sodium chloride. In other words, this is a conductive liquid, I guess you could say, in a specific state.
Yeah.
Within your sweat glands. So that is the direct connection once you place your feet and your hands onto the
So sweat earth. To us is what battery acid is to lithium.
Is it?
I don't know, I guess. it's conductive.
So yeah,
it's cool.
Just needed to mention that as
no,
well.
No, that's cool.
So non-conductive surfaces include asphalt, vinyl, plastic, tar or tarmac, cut wood, painted or chemically sealed concrete, and then living plants in a pot inside your home.
Mm.
So now you know what to go for. You know what to avoid. Keep it super simple. Go to the beach.
Yeah. It seems, well, not even the beach. I think the simplest thing is just clean soil at your house.
Yeah.
Like grass.
Yeah. And actually, something I thought of recently was the idea that you should not be grounding on grass or soil that's been sprayed with any toxic chemicals, such as glyphosate, because that could potentially be problematic. So make sure you have a very clean surface to ground on.
Gotcha.
You don't want any of that nasty shit. In terms of the practical applications of grounding, it applies to almost everything. So chronic stress, burnout, digestive problems, eat your meals outside while you're grounded. That's a big one. Mm. Insomnia, cancer recovery, anxiety and depression, back, joint pain, almost any sort of pain in rehabilitation,
mm-hmm.
heart disease, and like I said, almost any condition that you can think of, it's probably going to help.
Crazy. We're having grounding picnics from now on.
Got to be grounded, baby.
Uh-huh. Barbecues with our shoes off. Hell yeah.
Yeah. And then one of the last points I want to make is that once you consider that you have a clean surface, free of glyphosate or any other toxic chemicals that are being sprayed on mm-hmm. onto the surface, also be mindful of non-native electromagnetic pollution.
Non-native electromagnetic pollution?
Yeah, so this gets into the idea of EMF. So you have natural electromagnetic frequencies coming from the earth,
yeah.
Schumann resonance, a whole bunch of other stuff, and then you have non-natural, which mainly comes from man-made things such as 5G towers, devices, dirty electricity.
Got you.
If you're standing next to a 5G tower, you're not going to get the most out of grounding.
Yeah, no. So stay away. So it is recommended highly to get the most benefit out of this to seek nature, right?
That's all it is, man.
Dude.
You can forget about all of this scientific shit.
Yeah.
Just go into nature and do it. Feel the experience and see the improvement that occurs.
Interesting. That's crazy, dude, because like you're willingly doing it, okay? You're willingly like in a position where you're used to wearing shoes and you're like, you know what? Let me try this real quick. You take both pairs off, your socks, and then you ground. So now I'm imagining like I'm in like the mountains of Colorado, and then I'm just like, oh, let me take my shoes off real quick, because I would never have probably done that.
Mm-hmm.
Is my brain in any way helping me reduce inflammation or feel better, reduce stress, get hungry? I don't know. Like, I feel like the brain is also powerful enough, and how do I put this?
So the idea is that you can potentially placebo yourself into experiencing benefit.
Yes, but then even getting scans, you'd get proof that, for example, you are less inflamed and you are whatever. But maybe it's due to just the mere idea of I should ground is already helping you like boost in health.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of placebo. Abud Bakri is a big fan of placebo. He willingly takes advantage of it. At the same time, again, go back to the living matrix. This is a total body system that touches every other system in the body, and it can readily transfer free electrons, which reduce inflammation and help in a number of ways to any part of the body that needs it.
Yeah. I mean, I believe it to be true, because we've all been shocked by someone else before. Rub your socks on the carpet and then just touch someone.
Yeah.
That's a charge right there.
Mm-hmm.
Can't deny that. It's happened a million times. Or go on a metal slide, right? Same thing.
And of course, the reason why the Earth's surface is naturally conductive, it's got free electrons, it's negatively charged on the surface, positively charged in the atmosphere, is because of a number of things, but mainly thunderstorms. When the, what am I thinking of?
Lightning?
Yeah, when lightning hits the ground, and this happens hundreds of thousands of times throughout the globe,
mm-hmm.
it creates the environment for which those free electrons can really permeate the surface, so you can take advantage of them.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So it's not only your grounding. It's not, we have to be holistic in our understanding. You're not just placing your feet on the ground and that's it. This is a global phenomenon. It takes into account weather systems, takes into account how your body works, it takes into account a lot of different things.
Mm. Well, we are the people of this earth, and we have to recognize what earth is to begin with, from the inside out. So it doesn't make sense, honestly. I'm trying to see how someone would deny it, and I kind of could, you know?
Put yourself in their shoes. What would you say? What questions would you try to ask me to debunk this whole thought process?
Well, I mentioned a couple, like placebo.
That's a really good one.
What else? I'm pretty sure we were talking about this to someone before. Or someone mentioned something at dinner.
Oh, I remember what you're talking about, yeah.
Someone mentioned something. They were like, nah, like, there's idea no that way you can measure that, like, you know, stuff like that.
The idea that you have to be sweating in order for this to even maybe work.
Yeah. Or that it's all in your head.
That would go into placebo as well, but
yeah.
Listen, if this is a very in-depth PubMed article, I'm going to link it in the description.
Hell yeah.
And I really do hope that people educate themselves on this topic because it's not pseudoscience.
Mm.
And frankly, I think anybody who automatically reacts and thinks it is fake has this reductionist scientific paradigm where they believe that science, the religion of science this today, has solved everything.
Mm-hmm.
We understand only a fucking fraction of how reality works.
Yeah, because we're stupid in that sense.
Yeah.
You know, our brain has a limit, and maybe you just haven't thought of it yet, you know, or you never will.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, dude, this is why I think we're on a roll here. We had the episode with the aliens, and it's kind of like, you know, electromagnetic fields and like all that kind of stuff.
It ties into that. It
ties
that
into
word
this.
Too.
Like, this is what I see this topic as. Is it's a continuation of whatever you've been researching already prior. So it could be sunlight, you know.
Yeah.
Or it could be just health in general, intestine health. I don't know. This is a continuation. It's just another chapter, realistically.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, hopefully we shine some light on this topic. It's a really important one, considering that we are humans. You have a body just like us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think worst case scenario, if it isn't true, hey,
you're outside.
You placebo to yourself into it. Good job.
Do you're outside of nature. I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, what more could you ask for?
Yeah. I mean...
Yeah, so I mean...
I've been kind of like dabbling with it. Not really necessarily like doing it every day religiously, like have it in my schedule or anything, but...
I'll ask you a question.
Hmm.
When I brought up... I mean, I'm sure you were out in the sun before I brought like the whole sunlight topic up in depth. How did you feel when you started implementing more sunlight into your routine? Even more red light?
I felt incredible. I felt incredible because I felt strong. My energy was finally consistent. Every single day, you can throw shit at me and I'll just be like, I'm good, you know? Get 8 hours of sleep every day, if not more. I am excited about things in life. Nothing has changed realistically except sunlight. It's the same amount of work, sometimes even more.
Mm-hmm.
So stuff like that. And then I was shredded, dude. Like pec to pec, biceps.
Shredded little guy, huh?
Yeah, bro. My glutes, like I was just like, I was like, holy.
My gluteus maximus.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not even working out, but it's just,
mm-hmm.
You get this really skin tight feeling out of this. Yeah.
And sunlight's an entirely different topic. I don't know if we're going to do a dedicated episode to that, but there's a lot of misconceptions
mm-hmm.
with that as well. I think sunlight, melanoma, and skin cancer, along with grounding, are those two subjects are probably the most misunderstood in this game.
Yeah. That's insane. Yeah, sunlight is crazy because it's even mentioned in like a lot of religions as well.
Yeah.
Not sunlight in general, but light, you know? Like, why did God say, let there be light? You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
And then we use things like when it came out the womb, I saw the light. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like there's
more than
life
just health.
to the word. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just makes sense. Yeah. But after Tyler's episode, I genuinely think that humans are stupid in the sense of, like, if we were other beings, we might have a higher capacity,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then I think a lot about, like, the ancient times, like ancient Egyptian and whatever. It's just, dude, they had to have been smarter than us, you know? And
in many cases, they were.
Yeah, a lot of things were lost in the path until we came out in the 20th century, 21st. And then we're trying to retrace, but then it kind of halts, you know?
Yeah.
So then we kind of created it ourselves too. So we could be behind, we could be not. I don't know. But I'm open to all things, and a lot of things make sense, you know? Energy coming out of this planet, and we got the atmosphere providing us with electricity through thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm.
We get to shock one another by basically charging up through our feet or hair. It's kind of crazy. You
know? And it's embedded into our biology. So
yeah, DNA, cells.
Yeah, I mean, look, you guys have any questions for us in regards to the grounding subject? I know it can be very controversial, but put them in the description.
DM us. Anything. And never forget that this has been a powerhouse of the cell. Any last words?
Let's go ground.
Hell yeah, dude. You're grounded, guys. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate us 5 stars on Spotify. We're available on all major streaming platforms. We're available on YouTube at the 2 a.m. podcast. Please, the WHO, do not fire us.
Who's who?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You can find us on Twitter at 2 a.m. pod. And check out our sponsors in the description below. Go ahead and use 2 a.m., the code 2 a.m. for any of those to save some money. Thank you so much.
Get grounded.
Catch you next time.
Peace.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.